This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official overview of what's going on in the News Talk radio business, News Talk television business, News Talk, you name it. There's a lot of News Talk on social media. So the folks at Talkers Magazine put all of the work into coming up with the stories, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people listed. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to go through those lists and some of the ancillary conversations about talk radio hosts and the issues themselves. So, Michael.
Is that what we do?
Welcome. Yes, well, I don't know. That's what I think you do. You could tell this differently if you would like to straighten me out. You do often straighten me out. It's good. I need somebody to straighten me out.
I am the straightener.
Yes.
Yeah, well, here are the 10 stories that got lots of tongue wagging on the airwaves of News Talk Radio and radio stations just like the one that's carrying this conversation. At number 10, we have the cancellation of the comic strip Dilbert. And we have a tied at number 10, severe weather. At number 9, the Dominion Fox News lawsuit. At number 8, Lightfoot loses in Chicago. At number 7, the 2024 GOP race. And that's tied with a whole bunch of stories that come under the umbrella of DeSantis versus wokeness. At number 6, the Garland Senate testimony. At number 5, Trump legal battles. And that's tied with the January 6 video controversy. And that ties back to Tucker Carlson and Fox, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure. At number 4, the Supreme Court of the United States student debt relief arguments. The COVID lab leak theory is at 3, U.S.-China relations at 2, and number 1 is the Russia-Ukraine war, back at the top of the heap. The people on the survey, Scott Adams at 10, he's the Dilbert guy. At number 9, Rupert Murdoch, he's the Fox guy. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot, she's the Chicago guy. At number 7, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, they're the GOP guys. Merrick Garland at 6, Kevin McCarthy and Tucker Carlson at number 5 with their little deal. Number 4 is Donald Trump. You've heard of him. Number 3 is Dr. Tony Fauci.
Dr.
Vladimir yes. Putin is 2, and Joe Biden's 1, and there's a pile of stuff.
A pile of stuff. Okay, so, there are any number of directions we can go in here. I was just, DeSantis has come up with a definition or a new meaning. He's taken W-O-K-E. And come up with something new. His crusade, as his aides, they say, it's a crusade against wokeness. Do you feel like you know, and others that you know who work with you, who are maybe your age, my age, know what it is to be woke?
Well, I mean, the term has a long history of, you know, being the opposite of being asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. So
yes, I'm awake. We woke you up. Yes.
What is your political position? I'm woke. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, if you ask
the woke party.
If I know anything about the word woke, it has a long history, but its present usage is somebody, I guess, who is hyper liberal. And wants to change the world so that nobody is ever unhappy or offended.
The general belief is that it is supposed to straighten out systemic injustices in our country.
That's a very good definition of the way it is being played out.
Others think it's progressive activism. I think, was it last week you and I talked about the real meaning of the word conservative and liberal and how they don't really apply at all.
Yeah, we touched upon that.
Yeah, to the parties. But, and I said progressivism is more and from my point of view, the more left term, and I don't really know what I just say right.
It's all relative to the times. I mean, for example, progressive now was associated with Democrats and liberalism. 100 years ago, progressivism was associated with Teddy Roosevelt.
Right.
And what he did then would be considered in many ways to be conservative by today's standards, although he was an environmentalist.
Yeah.
Quite often, positions that aren't inherently political but are temporarily political take on titles in different eras that are the opposite of what they once were.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Republicans today, their problems are in terms of their position on civil rights. If the Republicans back in the day were the party that freed the slaves, there's Teddy Roosevelt, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. stood for something that the title then doesn't mean the same as now. So you got to really be aware of history, and you can't take these labels too seriously because they're very fluid.
Well, they're political and they're used to get to a political end, I think, more than anything else. Don't you? Isn't that kind of what comes out of these discussions?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So wokeness, as it regards to DeSantis, if you study it carefully, DeSantis is basing his pre-presidential platform on culture wars issues, mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. on policy, not on, nuts and bolts, nitty-gritty policy, but more attitudes, and that's what he has been doing. And anti-wokeness means he's against people that want to be righteously righteous indignation.
Yes,
he's against righteous indignation.
Well, there is a lot of that, certainly, and you hear number 8 this week, Lori Lightfoot losing in Chicago. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are blasting the electorate because they think that she got unelected because she's black.
How'd she get elected?
Because she's black.
Yeah. It's like, the reason she got unelected is because more people voted against her. Right. Then voted for her. It's like, sometimes the answer is just obvious.
Well, but how is it that it gets played because we don't really know, whatever. The woke thing to think about her losing is that she lost because she's black, not because she's incompetent.
She lost because crime has gotten worse under her.
Right.
Under her,
terrible.
People have the feeling that type of woke mayor is making cities unlivable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run a gigantic city in America and be concerned about everybody's feelings.
No, you've got to be concerned about the people who need help. More than it is the people.
You've got to be concerned about the good citizens that need protection.
That's another way of putting it.
You open yourself up with, when you say need help, who are we helping? You got to help the people that deserve protection. The purpose of the government is to protect property.
No, it isn't. The job of the government, it seems now, if you look at Joe Biden's number one on the people list, look at all the things that were done this past week that have nothing to do with the general population. Combining him being number one with his Supreme Court review, number 4, the student debt relief arguments. And then there's a proposal that surfaced at the end of the week for the government to pay, if we're going to have the chip manufacturers open up here in America, there are a lot of husbands and wives who are working, and in order for us to be successful in countering the Chinese chip market, we have to have child care for the people that are working in the chip business. So there's a new bill that has been floated, suggestion from the Biden administration, that we provide child care for all the people that are going to be working in this new chip business. So what's next after that? If you're a truck driver, you and your wife are on the road and the kids are at home, we better have child care for them.
Actually, the answer is it shouldn't be related to any industry. We need to have better child care in America. And better.
But is it my responsibility to take care of your child?
It's not your responsibility, but it is your concern.
I am concerned about it, but I'm also being taxed to provide those services. And I don't know that if we look back at the...
I see what you're saying. Well, no, yeah. It is not necessarily the taxpayers' burden to make every industry that's out of whack, underdeveloped, or non-existent to suddenly be there. There's no reason why to have affordable child care in America, we have to put the burden on taxpayers. No, why can't we just figure out a way to have that industry have an opportunity to serve people in a better way? So, the industry's out of whack with the law of supply and demand. There's a big demand for child care right now, but people can't afford the going rates. That's the problem.
You and I both live in Massachusetts. There is a new, we have a new governor, and the new governor has proposed the same kind of tax that Joe Biden did. Will get the millionaires, get those rich guys. And so there is a proposal that's called a millionaire plus moneymaker tax. And so what they're going to use that money for, they figure they're going to collect $1 billion in new tax revenue in the upcoming fiscal year. And what they're going to do with the tax money, this is, you know, we've long been called Taxachusetts. This is a 4% surcharge on every dollar earned over $1 million. So for every dollar you make over $1 million, let's say you make $2 million, you'll pay $250,000 in taxes to the state so that they can improve the education system in the state and we can improve transportation in the state. Okay, I get that. I guess we've all agreed, have we? You and I agree, and does everybody else listening to this program agree that tax dollars should be spent on education? And if that's the case, are you satisfied with the way the money is being spent on education? Or the dollars that are being thrown into it showing some good results?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And the same with transportation. How many, have you ridden on a train lately? I have.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty.
I have.
Smelly. I'm talking about the MBTA, the state-run system. So we're going to have more money taken from, and this is just an example. It's happening all over the country where the solution to fixing the problems is to get more money to throw at the problems. Is that how you want your money spent? I guess that's the question here, which we may answer, we may not. It's 18 after the hour.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Get G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Part of what we do here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen, putting together all of the pieces. We've got to sew the stories together with information about the people that are on the list. You can get the list at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. And one of the important things, there's a new look. Although Talkers, as Michael has designed it over the 30-plus years that it has been of service to the industry, he designed it as an industry capsule. But really, a lot of people who are interested in talk radio go to talkers.com to see what's going on behind the scenes in some cases. Your column on the Fox situation with Dominion, you want to spend a minute or two talking about what it is that then people are reacting to it. What is there that we aren't seeing or that you see that perhaps others ought to think about with regard to this one issue, although there are tons of issues that are like it, I guess, yeah?
Well, I mean, it's the daily dance of affirmation that it is religious. It's almost a religious practice in today's media, not just radio, but television, newspapers, any kind of information media, to target an audience and then tell them what they want to hear, mm-hmm. what they want to read, what they want to believe.
That's the daily dance of affirmation.
Right, right. You're affirming their feelings. You're giving them talking points to argue with their crazy uncle at the Thanksgiving table. and this is the practice that has been part of the way media operates. So you have everything is cherry-picked, everything is spun to please the audience's expectations and tell them what they want to hear because it makes them feel good. The people that love Trump want to hear things about how good he is. The people that hate Trump want to hear things about how he's come to the end of the line. So the programmers and the management in media today have very little stomach for audience pushback. You know, anybody complains, you know, somebody says, hey, Doug, you're a rhino.
Right.
You know, your station managers are going to
get that all the time.
Yeah. And so you have to keep in the back of your mind, is what I'm saying, even though I believe it's true, even though I know it's true, is it going to aggravate some of the core audience? And this is not just on the right or the left. It's on both. And it's even not just in political talk radio. What do you think is going to happen to a sports talk show host if he or she went on the air and said, I don't think betting is good for sports. I think it's bad for the country. When was the last time you heard a music personality, not that there are any left, but a music DJ actually offer musical criticism? Could you imagine if a DJ came on and said, you know, I think this new Taylor Swift record is not as good as her other stuff. I think she's slipping.
Yeah.
So this is why we have the Fox situation. It's the culmination of all of this on a very high-profile, highly consequential platform. And the you-know-what has hit the fan. But what I'm basically saying in this piece is those of you out there who are gloating at Fox's misfortune, just look at yourself in the mirror, because the odds are you're doing it too.
And you'll be caught the same way, in the sort of same misfortune, if that's what it is. Jennifer Horn, who does mornings on KRLA, has been associated with the Good Day program for 17 years, said that she, under the circumstances, thinks that Tucker, you just said Taylor, so, Tucker Carlson is more important to the Republican Party at the moment than Donald Trump, has more influence, and I thought to myself, my God, imagine, this guy is a buffoon, and he has, in my mind anyway, and he has more control, if you will, over Republican think. She's a prominent Republican host.
Which buffoon are you talking about?
Tucker Carlson.
Or Trump?
No. Okay. You got me there. All right. I wanted to carry this through, though, if you don't mind.
Sure.
A few moments.
Very
important. Here's we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The FBI is reporting four U.S. citizens were kidnapped after gunmen opened fire on their vehicle in the northern Mexico border city of Matamoros. The four had just left Brownsville, Texas on Friday. The FBI is seeking the public's help and offering a $50,000 reward. A second Norfolk Southern train has derailed in Ohio over the weekend. Though no hazardous materials leaked, the crash near Springfield, Ohio on Saturday renewed questions about rail safety. Springfield Township Fire Chief Dave Mangle.
From owner-operator of the railroad, Railway, Norfolk, Southern, Clark County Hazmat Team, the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, each independently examined the crash site and verified there was no evidence of spillage at the site.
China is set to create a new government agency to centralize the management of the country's vast amounts of data collection. Lance Pry, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. So is Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. We put together the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, so those of you who love the format, listening on stations all across the country, can get a bird's eye view of what's going on in the industry through the research done at Talkers Magazine. The stories, there are 10 of them. People lists, there are 10 of those. These are the charts we're discussing the week of February the 27th to the 3rd of March as we march towards spring. We were talking about Tucker Carlson and what Jennifer Horn has said. The ancillary accompanying piece to this is what I call the Talk Radio Review, where we have hosts like Jennifer Horn on to talk from her point of view or their point of view what the issues are of the week. And so Tucker Carlson, she thinks, is more important to the Republican Party at the moment than Donald Trump. And I quizzed her on that because I remember when Carlson was just starting, he could hardly tie his shoes, never mind find his way across the studio and come out
with a program. And you wondered what Roger Ailes saw in him. Remember when he was a kid, he wore bow ties and he was trying to be different. And that's why he said to me once, I said, why do you wear those bow ties? He says, oh, I'm just trying to be different. Mm-hmm. And so, okay. Mm-hmm. Under the circumstances, I guess he is. So what is, does that play into what you were just saying about the realities of the news media or talk media or whatever, finding an audience, playing the music that they want to hear? Is that kind of...
That's what it comes down to, yeah. But as far as Tucker Carlson, per Jennifer Horn's observation, being the most important person to the Republican Party, that's highly questionable.
Okay.
Yeah. It certainly is. It comes of the point that the media is consequential, that the media is influential, and the media plays a role as an operational arm of the political parties. And it's not just on the right, it's on the left as well. They cherry-pick their stories on MSNBC.
Sure,
there is a consciousness at the Washington Post and the New York Times not to offend their liberal readers.
Mm-hmm.
This is what goes on in the media. Importance, though, the Daily Dance of Affirmation that I mentioned before indicates that when you choose to go that course to appeal to a certain listener or readership or viewership and tell them what they want to hear and fear their anger and pushback if you say something that isn't exactly what they want to hear, I don't know how important you are at all. Mm-hmm. You become a slave to the core.
Right.
And when you become a slave to the core, you're on the road to, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You're on the road to ruination, because your core will eat you up alive and then spit you out. And that's the issue.
If so, those are known as P1s often when it comes to radio lingo. The P1 is the person that listens to you most regularly, is your biggest fan, that sort of thing. So if you desert what they think is important, then you're no longer a P1 to them, in essence.
When you only talk to the P1s and you don't think about the P2s and 3s and 4s, you will eventually have a smaller,
very small audience. Yep. And you point that out in the article. Okay, so now let's talk about a couple of different hosts and the way this information coming from San Francisco about the missing radio host. I admit to, his name is Jeffrey Vandergrift. He's been missing this week. His wife says she doesn't believe that he'll ever return. And so when you look at that on the surface, you think, okay, why is this on-air personality? Is this a stunt? Is he doing it because he wants to get attention? The media will focus on him, and therefore more people will listen to him on the radio. And is that the case, or is this something? And I find it interesting that even the news media in San Francisco is taking this out of what would normally be a missing person sort of thing, because the guy's a radio personality. He's been diagnosed with Lyme disease, and he's had struggles that he's talked about on the air. His life has been miserable. His health has been miserable. And basically, I guess he said on the air at one point he just wanted to end it all. So is that what's happening? And his fans on the radio are going out in search parties trying to find the guy. So obviously he has significance to the people in San Francisco.
And the first one who finds him wins an all-expense-paid vacation.
To San Francisco.
It reminds me of one of those old radio programs.
Yeah,
right. The missing treasure. Every day at this time we'll give you a hint.
Mm-hmm. So it is.
I don't know whether it's a stunt or not. It's an interesting story.
Yeah, it is. So you also point out in Talkers this week that a talk radio host named Mark Kay is selling. This is part of the promotion of being an air personality. You don't just talk about stuff. Here's this guy that designed a pad, a notepad, to look like something that would be only on the president's desk and on people who are in charge of government in Washington. Top secret.
Yeah, it's a novelty.
Yeah, that's something to talk about, though, right?
Well, it's also it's a tchotchke. It's a promotional item. I mean, radio broadcasters have been putting out promotional items since the beginning of radio.
Right.
And it's a promotional item. It's a notepad. It's mock. There's nothing about it that you would believe it. And it's a Biden top secret notepad.
Right.
and it reflects, of course, Marquez's partisanship.
Right.
That part of his entertainment and promotional shtick is to make fun of Biden.
Mm-hmm.
That's common practice,
right.
and it's true to the long tradition of radio personalities having T-shirts and hats and, mm-hmm. and mugs and all kinds of things.
Do those things really work? You've been a promoter, you've been a radio programmer, you've been in music business, talk business. This is something you point out something that a lot of people have taken advantage of. I, at one point in time in my career, because I own my own program in the production company, so I decided to do some of that stuff. How do you measure whether it does any good or not?
Well, it does work if it's part of a bigger, package of, X factor that makes a radio station or a any kind of program or personality mm-hmm. popular. It's not going to work in a vacuum. I mean, back in New York when I was growing up as a kid, WMCA, which was a top 40 station, right. They had a thing called the WMCA Good Guys sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And it was a smiley face, and it said WMCA Good Guy, and it was a yellow shirt, and it became one of the biggest status symbols that any kid could have.
Right.
And you'd win it, call in now, and you'll get a WMCA Good Guy sweatshirt. These things are still, people hoard them 50 years later. There are many promotional items that have gone on to become collectibles because they were such a part of the culture of the radio station or the radio personality. So do I think they work properly done? Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of fun, actually, the way you put it. I was actually a host on WMCA back in the 80s.
Yeah,
after it went
talk. It was no longer music, right?
Yeah, it was no longer music. But the people that were on WMCA were the gurus when things got started, and then they all went over to WABC, I think, at one point, which is what one of the other great things that happens. Now let's talk a little from the inside perspective for a minute about talk hosts who work. Let's say a market has two talk radio stations in it, and there's a group of people on one station that's very popular, and then all of a sudden one of them goes to the other station, and then another one goes. And so do you want to tell people behind the scenes how that happens? How is it? It seems rather interesting and sometimes intriguing, whether it really is or not, remains to be seen because it's part of business. But it is kind of fun when you see people migrating from one station to another in the same market.
Now, that's something that really is a thing of the past.
It doesn't
happen that much anymore
because
they're owned by the same companies.
Yeah,
and there are very few situations where you actually have two competing stations owned by different companies that are basically doing the same format and having the personalities, play both sides of the street. Nowadays, one of the problems facing personalities in the radio business is that you don't have that leverage. If you lose your job or you anger management, you have no place to go. There's no competitor across the street that's a different company. A lot of people don't realize that in America today, in the highly consolidated corporate culture in which we live, products, not just radio, products that we think are competing against each other actually are owned by the same corporation.
Same company, yeah.
And a case could be made that the products known as the Republican and the Democratic parties are also supported by the same companies.
Well, in fact,
think about that.
Yeah. Well, look at the drug companies and the health companies. And
Right. Yeah, they own both parties.
The same people, exactly. It's the same people. So then, do you think really behind the scenes, if we go back to politics, that there are many people who are Democrats who are just there, the Republicans become Democrats to help the Republicans? Or maybe behind the scenes?
I don't think the Republicans becoming Democrats and Democrats becoming Republicans is enough of an issue to have any consequence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that a lot.
You see it once in a while.
Gabbard, whatever her name is, became an independent or
Sinema.
That's for the most part, if you're a Democrat, you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, you're a Republican.
All right, so I just saw something that caught my eye that I wanted. This is perfect for you, frankly, as the observer, as we are talking about, we have a thread going on here of how things that we, positions we take, how they're used, where they go, who's paying attention. One of the talk, I'm not going to mention this guy's name, he's a producer and a program director, says to his talk show people they should be provocative and not logical in the way they present arguments and issues. Be provocative, not logical. That's a stunning statement, actually.
It's embarrassing.
Be provocative, so don't. Well, but it's entertainment, and are we there to entertain? I mean, I get what the guy's saying.
Aren't we there to entertain? What is your definition of entertain?
I get people's attention and keep it. That's my definition.
And then people who are interested in science, people who are interested in intelligent, logical analysis, that's entertaining to them. The idea that entertain means to not be logical, and that entertainment is completely separated from information, these are very, very naive notions. I know you don't subscribe to them in practice. You just...
I don't, but I think I'm being a provocateur myself here, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
I just want people to understand that neither you nor I believe that... entertainment comes under one heading, and information comes under another.
Well, it used to. Infotainment, remember?
Yeah, but all media it strives to entertain. What's the other side of that? Boredom. No, we want to be boring here. We don't want to entertain. We want to be boring.
Mm-hmm. And then, if I may say so, and my own approach to this, there's so much in real life that's going on that is entertaining in the sense of capturing.
But here's the answer. Here's the answer. I'm going to give you a pearl here.
Thank you.
The fact of the matter is when you endeavor to deceive, whether it's through entertainment or through serious news, if you are trying to deceive your audience, then you're on the wrong side of the line. If you're entertaining and they're in on the joke, and it's clear that you're being a yahoo, that's fine. But if you're playing the role of some type of an important sage and a commentator under entertainment, and you're pushing a thought that is not true and bad for the audience, then you're deceiving. And that's no good. That's a lie.
There it is. Word to the wise. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801. You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Movies here at 53 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday, March 3rd, as we march into the weekend, looking forward to some of the new releases. Chuck and I were just talking about the year, about what gets promoted and what doesn't. It's kind of like the same things that go on in political, probably the same thing goes on in any business. Frankly, the more money you throw at things, the more people are going to pay attention to it, and thus movies like this, the latest Creed movie, gets a lot of attention. It's politically correct to like Michael Jordan. He's a good actor. Is he a good actor because he's black, or is he just a good actor? I fall in the second camp. I think he's a good actor. But a lot of people are promoting the movie because he's black. And then I said to Chuck, I went to see the movie Marlowe, which is the latest Liam Neeson incarnation of a story that was very popular, a series of books and movies about this detective in the 1930s in Hollywood. And the movie itself was typical Liam Neeson fare, well-crafted, well-put-together. Not exactly action-packed in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of shoot-em-ups and car crashes and stuff. There's not that in this movie. There's a story here, actually. Amazing as it is. Duh. And the story is a good story, well told, and you don't really get what's going on until the end. It's like everybody's thinking, yeah, this is what's really going on. In fact, it wasn't. It was a good whodunit. And yet you keep panning it, not because you want to necessarily, but because the regular media that covers movies and
it,
this kind of stuff have panned it. And it's ludicrous. It's ludicrous. He's not going to hit a home run every time he does a movie, but is he reliable? Is this a good story? Does it have good actors and actresses in it? Yeah.
So you liked it?
I did like it. I enjoyed it.
Ivory. Frankly.
Yeah.
So we play the Rocky theme because Creed 3 opens today, tracking very well around a $40 million opening weekend. This will be the ninth overall installment in the Rocky universe, the first started in 1976. I'm just going to give you my breakdown real quick. Rocky 1, 1976, obviously a classic film, won the Oscar for Best Picture, started one of the most intriguing, amazing franchises, which has spanned up until now, 2023. Rocky 2, which came out 2 years later in 78, I think a terrific sequel, simply because the end of that movie delivered. I remember seeing that movie when I think in elementary school, all the kids cut class to watch the 1 o'clock show at the Kingsway in Brooklyn. People were jumping, literally, Doug, on the seats up and down, waiting for Rocky, rooting for Rocky to get up at the end to defeat Apollo Creed. And when Adrian says to Rocky, just win, when she comes out of a coma, your adrenaline doesn't flow any harder than that. Now, Rocky 3 and 80 introduced Mr. T as Clubber Lang and Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips. That movie was tremendously entertaining back in the theater, but started the Rocky more into the soap opera aspects, but still a very effective movie. Rocky IV, where he goes to Russia to fight Ivan Drago. That movie has gained so much prominence over the years. It's a very entertaining entry, really, which is one long montage, but it completely works. Rocky V, that's the Rocky movie that most fans don't like. I like it, but the thing about that film is it's not believable that Rocky would be on top of the world, fighting on Russia, be a major heavyweight champion, and then come back to Philadelphia penniless because Paulie lost all his money. I just don't think life works that simplistic. But I still like the film. Rocky Balboa, I love that movie. One of my all-time favorite movies. He did a great job. I love Creed. I like Creed 2 a lot. I'm looking forward to Creed 3. The sad part, which you did say about business, the fact that Sylvester Stallone's not in this movie and that he had a fallout with the creator or the producer, Irwin
Winkler.
That's
why I wouldn't see it.
I think it's sad. I think it's sad. There's no doubt about it. But overall, this is one of the best franchises in the history of film, I think.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Now, while I was at the movies last night, there's a promotion, a lot of trailers out right now. One of them is for a new movie about the life of George Foreman.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I think the guy's... One thing about George Foreman, that guy does not look his age at all. He's still doing commercials. He's still funny and likable. He's in his, he's in his upper 70s. He doesn't even look close. He looks great.
Right. I think you've hit the nail on the head. He's very appealing now, more so than he ever was in his earlier career. All right, Chucker, we'll catch you on Monday with the box office totals for the weekend. See how Creed... It'll be number one. You can count on that. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.